this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Okay, modern man, listen up. If you're struggling with finishing up too fast, in this video, I'll show you how to properly use the penis pump as a training tool for control, what actually helps delay ejaculation, and what just causes damage. So stay tuned to the end. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I'm a medical doctor treating men's sexual health. I've treated over 7,000 men over 25 years. The penis pump exercises help retrain your ejaculation response in addition to doing pelvic floor work and also other behavioral work as well. You can integrate this into the penis pump in a structure routine that helps support your erection while you practice the delay technique. So let's get into it. So you can use the penis pump to create a practice window when you're using the penis pump. And check out my last video on how to use it and aim for a comfortable, not maximal, but comfortable erection with the pump. You will then apply constriction ring and then remove the cylinder. So you would put the ring on like this first, keep it loose, and then you will use the penis pump like this. You put on the penis pump, and when it's erect, you would then slide the penis ring down to the base and then slowly remove the cylinder, okay? So it will go down like this, and it will slowly remove it. And what it does is it keeps the blood in the penis. Where can you get the penis pump? You can get the penis pump at ednomore.com or check the link down below this video to get the penis pump so you can start exercising your penis again. Remember, you are only one pump away. Okay, modern man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that open up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can, stronger testosterone and better erection. Now, you don't want to leave the ring in there no more than 20 minutes at a time. You leave it in there too long, like 30 minutes, you're going to start having some tissue damage. So you definitely don't want to go more than 15, 20 minutes. But what this does is that it gives you reliable rigidity. Now, during this window, when you have the penis ring on, then you want to start doing practice stop and start. What that is you squeeze your pelvic muscle down here as if you're stopping your urine stream. You want to start and stop. You want to kind of do your Kegel exercises while you have a rigid erection. So you want to do the Kegel, but you want to do about 10 sets of that, 10 reps. Start and stop, start and stop. Or you can also do squeeze technique where you squeeze the tip of the penis here. You want to squeeze it for like a couple of seconds and let go. Squeeze it for a second to let go. And you want to do that for about 3 times. And then while it's in there, you can stimulate yourself. When you feel the urge coming, like you're about to climax, then you practice stop and squeeze, okay? So this is a way for you to delay ejaculation and start practicing your Kegel, which are the pelvic muscles, and also do the start and stop technique as well. So what this does is that it trains your body to delay the sensation. So combining the penis pump with the penis ring and doing the Kegel and the start and stop exercise to really combine what really control the ejaculatory response. Men struggling to stay hard, most of the time it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood Smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. I want you to know that you have to kind of do both to really get the benefits. So penis pump alone just won't do that at all. So like I said, when you do start and stop, just do about 10 repetitions, maybe 1 to 2 sets. You will see improvement in over 3 to 4 weeks when you're doing this. So just know that do not leave the penis ring on for more than 20 minutes. And now if you do this consistently, you will see results. And I'll caution, don't use the penis pump to a point where you actually have pain. You want to use a penis pump to a point where you see an erection, but not to a pain, and that you don't want to use it where you have dark bruising. And that if you don't have ED, you can use this with premature ejaculation along with start and stop technique, the penis ring, and you can also combine this with some topical numbing medicine as well that delay ejaculatory response. So you have to kind of do the Kegel exercises along with the penis pump and then combining that with the penis ring. I hope this makes sense, but it does work if you do it consistently. How often should you do it? About 3 times a week, 3 or 4 times a week, and keep doing it consistently until you see the result. You'll probably see the result within 4 to 6 weeks at a time. Where can you get the penis pump? You can get the penis pump at ednomore.com or check the link down below this video to get the penis pump so you can start exercising your penis again. Remember, you are only one pump away. I hope you find this useful. I'm doing a series on how to use the penis pump. The last one we did was on ED. Now we're doing it for premature ejaculation. But let me explain to you what the definition of premature ejaculation is. Premature ejaculation means that you ejaculate within 1 minute penetration, less than a minute of penetration. Anything more than a minute is not premature ejaculation. So what that means is that most men think that they may have premature when it's probably not premature, and that the average time for penile vaginal penetration to ejaculatory time is between 5 to 7 minutes. So it's not as long as you think, definitely not 45 minutes, not 30 minutes, and it's not even 20 minutes. It's about 5 to 7 minutes. So having said that, just know that you have one of the best equipment available, the penis pump, and you can get that at the link down below, or go to ednomore.com to get the penis pump along with penis ring here and the lube and other equipment that you need. So let me know what you guys think, and just know that if you need some help with getting back your sex life again and getting rid of ED, we're here to help. Check out the link below or go to Renew with Dr. Ann with the A-N-N-E at the end, renewwithdrann.com, and let's see how we can help you get your life back. And just know you do not have to live with it, and that they're all alternative at this point. I'll see you in the next episode, Modern Man. Okay, Modern Man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.